Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 15th of June, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Windows 10, a love-hate relationship with a lot of people, particularly when it comes to updates. So those of you out there that actually despise the operating system, you'll be happy to know that the end of Windows 10 will be in October of 2025. At least the end of support, anyways. Of course, with the end of Windows 10, that means the next version of Windows, which, by the way, we should be getting a little peek at on June 24th, is just 4 years away. Now, for Windows 10 Home and Pro, Microsoft started supporting that system on July 29, 2015, meaning Microsoft would be supporting Windows 10 for a little over 10 years. Now, as far as the next version of Windows, which we don't even know if it's going to be called Windows 11 or what it's going to be, we should be seeing a redesign, including a much-needed revamped Windows Store. You already know that Microsoft canceled Windows 10X, so we know that's not happening. And we've already heard rumors that Windows 11, yeah, just doesn't have a nice ring to it. So hopefully we'll at least get a name too with the new preview on June 24th. Staying with a bit of Windows news, NVIDIA users out there, if you're still using Windows 7 and Windows 8, your driver support is about to end. Yeah, that's right, NVIDIA is planning on dropping support for Windows 7 and 8, and even 8.1, coming also in October, but of course in this year. Meaning all NVIDIA drivers now will be exclusively available for Windows 10. Now we have heard NVIDIA will still send out some critical security updates for those of you that refuse to move on, and those critical updates will still be available through September of 2020. Which is kind of funny if you think about it. NVIDIA, yeah, they'll support the card in that machine, but Microsoft will no longer support the operating system in it. Considering that Windows 7, yeah, it's still in use in many, many parts of the world. Beats has announced some new Studio Buds. They'll be starting to ship out on June 24th. However, though, pre-orders have already started. Priced at $149.99, yeah, $150. You can grab these things in red, black, or white colors. Now, with the new colors comes a new, more compact design than the previous Power Beats Pro. There's actually no ear hooks on these or any stems, meaning they're pretty lightweight now, and according to Beats / Apple, they're a much more comfortable fit. Plus, you also get the active noise cancellation too, along with IPX4 water and sweat resistance. Most people want to know, how long is it going to last for, though? Battery life apparently lasts up to 5 hours on a single charge, but that only happens if you leave noise cancellation off. And finally, AI. Where are we headed? Well, it looks like at least if Facebook's AI has anything to say about it, stealing your signature. Yes, apparently now, Facebook's AI can actually mimic text styles with a single photo. This has all been unveiled in the new AI research project from Facebook, and it's called the Text Style Brush Font. And it pretty much just copies the text style in a single photo that's been taken. In other words, write out something, take a picture, there's your signature, all nice and copied. Now, currently, it's still very much in beta, but it's working about 60% of the time. And according to Facebook, the current technology can recognize a wide variety of handwriting styles, and it can even recognize it even if you get that picture at an awkward angle. Now, as far as what's not working with it right now, well, it has some problems on the visual side, particularly if the text is multicolored. I don't know when the last time it is you put your signature down to multicolors, but maybe now it's a good time to try. You know, for security purposes. If you've got a story no one else is listening, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find the news show over there. You can find the Mac Show too, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so many other wonderful podcasts from the British Tech Network. Find us too on our Facebook page. Give us a like over there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Thursday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.